You know, at this time of year, a lot of people facing a lot of situations. And sometimes we face things that you might call giants in our life. I just want to talk for a little bit here from Numbers 13, chapter 13, verse 30 through 33 to start with. And we'll just see where we go from here. I'll wait to see some people. I see people turning there, so I'll wait a minute so that everybody's found it. All right. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we're well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all of the people whom we saw there, whom we saw in it, are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, so we were in their sight." Now, I want you to notice particularly that verse 33. "There we saw giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight." Now, this is actually after the spies had come back from spying out the Canaan land, and they were given the report. And it seems like that, you know, 12 people went, and they came back with conflicting reports. Joshua and Caleb said, "Hey, we're able to possess the land." The other 10 said, "No, there are giants there, and it's impossible for us to possess the land." Now, you know, because they didn't deal with the giants, they didn't get to go in the promised land. Only Caleb and Joshua of the old group got to go in the promised land because they immediately dealt with the giants. They said, we're well able because God said it. God said he's given us this land. So, you know, giants here, they actually was a physical being. But, you know, giants seem are insurmountable. Insurmountable objects that come into our lives. They seem to be impossible situations that we face that tell us we won't make it. And then there are all kinds of forces that are trying to control your life. Now, if you're going to deal with these giants, you got to identify them. You know, I mean, it might be the giant of fear. It might be the giant of insecurity. You ever been around and noticed how many people are really insecure? I mean, you don't have to get quiet, but anybody ever notice that a lot of people are insecure in themselves. They're just insecure. And then there's the giant of worry. Now, there's one thing to be concerned. There's concern, and that's a completely different thing than worry. But there's a lot of people, they worry. And then there's the giant of lack and poverty, the giant of joblessness, the giant of sickness and disease. You know, all of these are giants. Now, before you can take a giant down, it's in your life, you got to identify what it is that's keeping you from receiving the blessings of God. You know, now there's another thought here I'd like to get a hold of. You know, we got to make sure that they're really giants and not just shadows. Make sure you just not see. The devil will lie to you and try to make you believe something is there when it isn't there at all. You know, the shadows of fear will prey on us, and shadows of lies, and the shadows that twist things out of their proper perspective, you know. They try to get us looking at it in the wrong direction. And a shadow makes you believe something that is not there. That's what a shadow does. You know, a little humor story. One night a man woke up and he looked out the window and he saw what he thought it was a man moving out by the clothesline. Now, see, you younger generation don't know nothing about a clothesline. How many of you ever had to hang clothes or get clothes off of the clothesline? If you was a kid back in that day, that was one of your chores. How many of you, that was one of the chores? See, we had a line out there. We didn't have no dryers. We finally got washing machines, but I remember when my grandma used to wash on a rub board. And you go hang the clothes outside for the sun to dry them. And so he looked out the window and he saw something looked like a man out there by the clothesline. So he grabbed his shotgun and just started firing. And of course that woke his wife up, and she looked out there and she said, "What in the world's the matter with you? You just emptied your gun into my best dress hanging on the clothesline." Well, it was a shadow, but it wasn't real. You know, I've told this before, I'll tell it again, y'all probably heard me. I woke up one night, I was about 13, I think, and I heard this scraping on the side of the house, and then this thing, and we, back in that day, we didn't have Venetian blinds, we had shades. How many of y'all remember shades? Any of you ever been in the middle of the night and had a spring turn loose and it goes, the thing goes, pow! Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's younger generation. They don't know nothing, do they? Anyway, this scraping sound would scrape, and then this thing has come down and looked like a man's hand on the shade because the porch light was on, you know, and it cast a shadow. Well, at first, you know, you get scared. And then I said, well, what in the world? So I got up, I opened the door because it was going out and went outside. And sure enough, it was the wind blowing that old mimosas tree out there. And it was scraping on the side of the house every time the wind would blow. And it'd come down. And the way those limbs were on that limb, the little limbs, made it look like a man's hand. Now, I at first, you know, did what most of us would have done. I just covered up my head, you know, hoping it would go away, you know. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah, don't look at me like that. You've been there. It was a shadow. I had fear of a shadow. You know, we have, now once we identify the giant that it's real, it's a real thing and not just something, a shadow or something that the enemy is trying to get us to look at, then we need to evaluate the giant that we're facing. Identify what it is, the strengths and weaknesses. You know, when you're playing any kind of ball, but especially football, you watch film of the other team. And you look at where their weaknesses are at. If you happen to be like me, a wide receiver, and then a running back also, but a wide receiver, I am looking at those defensive backs and I'm watching them and I'm seeing where I can take advantage of them. All right? Like this one, I was watching him and I noticed that He backed up with, and then when he would turn to run, if you had any speed at all, you could separate. So I would go out, and I said, okay, I can beat this guy. So I went out, I act like I was going full blast, but just as he started to make that turn to run with me, I kicked extra gear and separated because I had watched him and I knew exactly when I could take advantage of his weakness. If you're running back, you begin to watch how that they're blocking in the line, and you begin to look and see how somebody reacts to certain situations so that you can, you know, you hit your hole, and the minute you hit the hole, then you can cut right or left depending on what those linebackers were doing and so forth and so on. But you have evaluated, you have studied this situation until you know it. You see, sometimes when we're facing an opponent that's bigger than us, then we don't know what to do. But that's when you got to know what you can do and what you can accomplish. See, your giant may be bigger than you, but you ever heard the saying, the bigger they are, the harder they fall? I remember I was in the Army, gone from home at that time, but I remember them, my dad told me about it, and then they had the story, and I read it in the newspaper then, about our high school team was playing another high school team for the state championship, and they had this one big old boy. He outweighed our lineman by about 120 pounds. And everybody said he's not going to be able to handle him. They're going to get beat up. Well, the coach knew this. Actually, he was Assembly God preacher's son that had been an All-American quarterback at TCU and then played in the NFL. And, of course, we're talking about 62 now. Or 63 or 64, I forget which it was. Anyway, he got him, and they started looking at film, and he told him, he said, "Look, Ronnie, look how slow he is. Now, here, look how quick that you come out." And they'd show the other films, and they said, "You can beat him all day long because he's too slow. He's big, but he's slow. You can do it." And he kept drilling it in to Ronnie's head, and by the third quarter they had to take that old boy out because Ronnie had just run him ragged, because he realized, see, most of the people that got up against, they looked at his size and they were just, "Man, I can't do this. I can't. Look how big he is. He's a lot bigger than me." But see, the coach, he had looked at him and realized the guy is big, but he's slow. He can't move. And if you're quicker, how many of you have ever had to go up against a guy bigger than you on the football field, but he was slower than you? You could beat him every time. Cause you're ahead of him. You got him beat. And so that when you battle with the enemy, one of these giants that I talked about, you got to realize that you are bigger, or you are better and stronger than they are. See, anyone who wins the battle identifies, and then they use their weapons. I use speed. That's what that boy did I was talking about. Use speed. I used to use my speed because I was quick. I mean, I was fast. And I use my speed to overcome. But see, we've got the Word of God. We got the Spirit of God. We've got the name of Jesus. We got the ministering spirits. You know, in the Word of God, it talks about the ministering spirits, which are angels, really. We got the blood of Jesus. Anybody ever heard some of those old-time prayer warriors? "I plead the blood. I plead the blood." Yeah. So I said, "Well, why do they do that?" Because you go back, it's the blood. That's the no trespassing sign, the blood. That's what defeated Satan. He's afraid of the blood. Then we got the armor. The armor of God that we put on. Now, any one of those things that I just talked to you about can defeat any giant that's coming into your life. But we just don't have one of these to use against the enemy. They go, we got them all. We got all of them. You know, the devil is not the giant he wants you to think he is. The things that he's sending against you are not as big as he's trying to make you think they are. Actually, the devil is no match for a believer that knows their authority and knows how to use their faith. Hello? Now, Ephesians 6:16. Take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You know, we face the giants. Now, there was a football movie come out, Christian deal, Facing the Giants. Anybody see it? It's a great one. You got to face the giants in your life. And those giants come and tell you that you can't do it. Just like they were telling that school that they couldn't, they never won anything. You can't do it. Even though they won all the games, they got to that final game against that other team, and everybody said, oh, well, they can't beat them. They're too good. They're too big. They're too strong. See, that's what the enemy is trying to tell you, is that he can beat you. But with the giant of the Holy Spirit living inside of you, there's nothing that can stand against you. You know, 1 John 4:4, we know what it says. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. I want you to notice this, overcome them. That's all the giants that's coming against you. See, that's not, that is a plural statement, right? Them means more than one, right? How many of you have had more than one giant come at you? You're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Point to yourself. I say this. I have the giant of giants, the Holy Spirit living in me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Anybody getting anything? Oh, yeah. The Holy Spirit on the inside of you is greater than any giant that wants to come into your life. The Holy Spirit's greater than the devil. He's greater than all the demons in hell. He's greater than any obstacle that can be thrown at you. He's greater than any difficulty that you could encounter. All the opposition that you will ever face, he's greater. Actually, he's greater than all the things I just said put together. Greater. There's a song I want us to sing it in a minute, Rich. Greater. It's one of Keith Moore's songs. See, you got to realize, we have to get an attitude that no giant is a match for us because of the Holy Spirit that lives within inside of us. The giant that lives within us has more wisdom, more power, more knowledge than anything. The Holy Spirit can be doing multiple things at the same time. He can defend multiple places. He can protect many at the same time. See, the Holy Spirit is the same as God. He's all-knowing because God's all-knowing and because God tells him. That's how come he becomes all-knowing, because God tells him what to do. Remember in the Word of God, it said that the Lord that they would tell him, and then the Holy Spirit would bear witness with your spirit, right? Man, he never gets tired. I went back to my old Texas talk there for a minute. Yeah, we got tire on the road and tires on our car, and we don't get tired. I was on Facebook today, I think it was, or yesterday. I don't know, yesterday or today. And it said, you know, you ever see they have them quizzes come on there, you know? And so it was about Southern sayings. And said one in 15 people could pass it. I made 100%. I did one a couple of days ago. It said only Jewish people can answer these questions. And so I answered all 20 or 30 of them, however they were. And when I finished, it said I made 87%. Said, you must be Jewish. I said, no, I ain't Jewish. I just know the Bible. Do you ever realize as you study the Word of God, and I studied in Bible school, you know, I studied Lifetimes of Jesus, and I studied, you know, that as you read the Bible, the history of, and you read some of the history books on Israel, you learn a lot about Israel, about the feast and all that kind of stuff, right? How many of you have learned all that? Just reading the Bible and reading books about the Bible, okay? See, this is what I like. How many of you have been told if you're going to be successful in business or whatever, you got to have a strategy, right? The Holy Spirit never runs out of strategies of how to overcome the giant that's coming against you. See, you can run all of these giants out of your life. You know, Joshua and Caleb, they're actually, I'm not going to read it, but Numbers 14:6-9, they did everything to persuade the rest of them to go with God. And they said, no, they said, don't, in verse 9, they said, don't rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of them, for they have bread for us, for their protection is departed from them, and the Lord is with them, do not fear them. And the reason they were saying that is because God had already said, I'm giving the land to you. All you got to do is go in and possess it. You know, they declared, we can win against the giants. Why did they say that? Because of what God said. The people went by how they felt rather than what and what they saw and heard rather than what God said. Caleb and Joshua were going by what God had told them. You see, that's the reason that you see some people, oh, they're saved, they're born again, and even have the Holy Spirit. But they're not getting all the blessings of God because they're looking at the giants instead of looking at what the Word of God said. I got another sermon I call. Y'all might remember it. I haven't ever preached it again because it's one of those that people remember. Giants and our grapes. You either get the grapes or you get the giants. You have to look past the giants to get to the grapes. See, they showed them the grapes of the promised land, but they saw the giants rather than seeing the good of the land. See, you got to look past them. You got to use your weapons to run the giants out of your life. Exercise your faith in the Word of God. Enlist the power of the Holy Spirit. See, that's, activate ministering spirits. Any of you ever heard my dad preach? You hear him talk about it all the time. Ministering spirits, go and cause. In fact, if you do that, use that, hear that that CD that they put into a single now, everybody ought to have it. Faith for saying it for finances. In there, one of the things he says is he tells, go ministering spirits, cause the finances to come. Anybody ever heard that tape? That's a good one. See, that's the Texas talk again, a good one. It's a good one. Learn to use the name of Jesus. Learn to use the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And use the whole armor of God. Especially the shield of faith. See, any one of the things that I just said to you will cause you to be able to defeat all those giants that are coming into your life. Right? But we just don't have one of them. We got all of them. You know, you ever take one of them tests and you got all these different answers there. And you're supposed to write down, A, B, C, D, E, and all that, and you read all of them and say, well, all of them. And then you get to the bottom and it says, all of the above. So that's the one you use because it's all of them. See, exercise faith in the word of God, engage the power of the Holy Spirit, activate the ministering spirit, speak the name of Jesus, plead the blood, put on the armor of God. Check all of the above. What are they going to help you to overcome? They're going to help you to overcome the giants of fear. They're going to help you to overcome giant of insecurity. They're going to help you to overcome the giant of worry. That's what a lot of people are doing right now, worrying. They're afraid of what's going to happen. Somebody says, what do you think is going to happen? I said, exactly what the Word of God says is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. We're going to live down here with the power of God, believe in God until he decides to come take us out of here. Come on. I just live in line with the Word of God. I don't worry about stuff. Some people worrying about because of the election, and they're worrying about this and worrying about that. If you got your faith and trust in God, there's no use to worry. The government's not my provider, God is. The government's not my protector. God is. Although we do realize there are natural things that can help us and so forth and so on. But when it's all said and done, it's God. Come on. I done lost some of you on that, didn't I? He'll help you get all of these things that I read, all the above. Word of God, Holy Spirit, ministering spirits, name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, army of God, help you to overcome your lack. It'll help you overcome the giant of being without a job. Giant of sickness. Every time you pray over your food or anything else, you need to say, whatever it is. My wife and I do this all the time. Every time we pray over our food, I make certain confessions concerning finances, safety, whatever it is, healing for our family. I pray for the church other times. At that time, I'm making specific things, sending the ministering spirits out. Hello. See, run the giants out of your life. Develop a spirit of faith. And then speak the word. And we all know this, 2 Corinthians 4:13. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak. Oh, I believe, people are saying. Well, then open your mouth and start saying something. It just doesn't do that much good just to believe. You got to believe and speak. The word says that if you believe and say, you'll get what you say. paraphrasing Mark 11:23, right? A lot of people talk about believing, but they're not saying, and if they do say something, it's contrary to what they said they're believing. And then, you know, people will believe God for something and confess it, and when it happens, they say, I just can't believe that happened. Have you ever heard anybody do that? I said, what's up? Hey, wait a minute. Back up. You. Giants that come into your life are no match for you if you know how to stand in faith on the Word of God. See here, 1 John 5:4-5 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory by which we overcome the world, our faith. In other words, our victory is in our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Now read that. I'm going to read that New Century Version. It says, everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. Conquers. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. What's going to help you conquer your faith? So the one who wins against the world is the person who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Run the giants out of your life with the power of the Holy Spirit, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have the invincible one living on the inside of you. You have the undefeated, incomparable champion living on the inside of you. So let him loose. The Holy Spirit will only turn loose when you allow him to. Now, the devil come in, he knock a door down, he'll put his shoulder and knock a door. The Holy Spirit won't. The Holy Spirit only moves when he's invited. So make sure you turn him loose every day. You know, some places, businesses, in fact, I read one time about a guy that had a business, and he had these dogs, these trained dogs. And he would take them to these junkyards and places where they were going in and stealing parts off of the cars and everything, because he would take them and he'd sell those used parts. Anybody ever had to go to a junkyard and buy a used part for a car? Most of us have. And so he'd take them dogs out there and he'd turn those dogs loose inside there. Now, they're going to protect it. You better not get inside of there. You know, that's where the saying comes from, mean as a junkyard dog. You don't want to go over that fence with that dog in there, I guarantee you. Hey, put the fence around yourself, your property, yourself. That's you. And then open the cage and turn the Holy Spirit loose. The devil don't want to come over that fence. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Don't be afraid of the giant. You got the biggest giant living inside of you. So what are you afraid of this one for? And if they get a bigger one, the Holy Spirit gets bigger. The bigger the giant, the bigger the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hey. Turn the giant on the inside of you loose and walk in victory and know that you're more than a conqueror, because greater is the one that's in you than he that's in the world. Father, just try for a moment or two here to wake these people up, get them to looking at the Holy Spirit and let him loose in their lives to do the job for greater. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Everybody stand up. Hey, you got that song ready?
I've got the song ready. All right, so when you said it, I said, oh, let's sing it. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, sing it together. Oh, he is greater, greater. My Father is greater than all. He is greater, than trials. He's greater than test. He's greater than all of the enemy's best. 'Cause no man can pluck me from my Father's hands. 'Cause my Father is greater than all. Come on, say it. He is greater, greater. My Father is greater than all. He is greater, greater. My Father is greater than all. He's greater than sickness. He's greater than pain. And by his great power, my body can change. 'Cause he's the great healer of every disease. 'Cause my Father is greater than these. Oh, he is greater, greater. My Father is greater than all. He is greater, greater. My Father is greater than all. He's greater than poverty. He's greater than lack. He's greater than any financial attack. My Father will always supply all my needs. 'Cause my Father is greater than these. Oh, he is greater, greater. My Father is greater than all. He is greater, greater. My Father is greater. There's still one more verse. Listen to this. He's greater than failure. He's greater than sin. He's greater than all of the bad things you've been. He's greater than what was and all that shall be. Oh, my Father is greater. He's greater than these. He is greater, yes, greater. My Father is greater than all.
That is greater than anything that we place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, are you excited?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't let anything get you down, because greater. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, if you happen to be in here tonight and you don't know this greater one, Jesus Christ, ladies are here and the men's over here. As we're dismissed, come down here and they'll pray with you. You don't leave here like you came. If you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, if you need prayer for anything, for any reason, come to the front as we're dismissed. Hey, remember all of the schedule. Remember.